Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me bring it back to you, Maagi. The very aspect of spiritual hindrances or even obstacles, you know, or stumbling blocks. And I'm taking your calls live. You can just intervene as much as you want. You know, let's see what you say. Hello there, hi.
Hello, very very. My brother.
Butwami, Sebonga, welcome.
Bulise la pagu brother paruki no prof buisondezi.
Auzweke, auzweke. Niamuza. Niyamuza.
Samuza.
Yes, yes,
yes.
We greet you as well in the glorious name of our Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Welcome. Amen. It's been a while.
Spiritual progress is to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. To be witnesses of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, by the way. Because as believers, we must pray to Jesus Christ, ukusinika amandla, to share the message of the cross. Spiritual progress, ukukhula, singakhethi bala lamuntu, njengoba usushilo, by the way. Umsebenzi wethu ukushumayela leli vangeli. Because God has ngoba amandla asezwini likababa wethu hayi kithi brother.
Yes.
Spiritual progress is do God's will.
Yebo ba.
Not our religious background.
Angisakuzwa kahle. Angisakuzwa. Next. Ma ungashifta kancane la ukhona, hayi iyakhatha nikhatha kabuhlungu. Ikhatha kabuhlungu. Usese khona?
Yes.
Ya, ngiyakuzwa manje. Qhubeka. Ya.
Alright. Bengisathi
yazi ngathi i-microphone yakho. Ya, ngiyakuzwa. Uma ungakhulumela phansi, ngathi i-microphone yakho inenkinga yazi. Or it cable entire.
Inenkinga.
Ya, mara ngiyakuzwa. Uma ukhulumela phansi soft ngiyakuzwa.
Spiritual progress is to do God's will. Knowing our purpose.
Yes.
Living purpose-driven lives, right?
Yes.
Not our religious background. What is the longest can be your religious background? Looking in your song.
Yeah.
Even Peter, that must be preparation for the next, which is eternity, brother. Okay.
So ungilahlekele futhi inkosi yami. Awu. Ya. And akuna load shedding manje. So angeke sithi load shedding.
Angeke.
Isikhathi sama election phela. I-load shedding ayikho. So umuntu obhizi ohluphana nefoni yakho sizomceba kakhulu ukuthi lo uyasihlupha. We are super straight. Phela sifuna ukukuzwa kahle thina. Yebo baba. Ezinye sizizwile kodwa ezinye sizizwanga, uyabona?
Yeah.
Eh.
Progress ukwazi ukuthi we are blessed to become a blessing, brother.
Amen.
And a light to this world. Sibe njengo Sawoti.
Yeah.
Spiritual blessing is to save. To sit around and wait for heaven. ngobulethole ngithanda ukuthi watching for heaven mina ngiyasontweni ngiyonikela ngiyagida sande nangiphuma lapho ngikhohliwe. So that is not a spiritual blessing. Ngiyabonga kakhulu brotheray uNkulunkulu enibusise
all the time. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela esimanga bhutwami. Awuzeke uthi uNkulunkulu akubusise bhutwami. Awuzeke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about hindrances to spiritual growth, spiritual welfare, our spirituality as believers.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, and of course, send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Hindrances to spiritual progress. Huh? Why don't we see ourselves progressing these days? And what are, I mean, spiritual, and what are the hindrances that can be there? The professor has just laid the twofold of it and saying, hey, it can be this and this, you know. The intrinsic and the extrinsic, the spiritual and the physical hindrances. You know, as she was talking, I was thinking about that. The hindrances from self and those that are from the environment, orchestrated against us. All right. Now, Mayaki, I'm looking at Malachi. They like to say Malachi, you know, hey, Malachi, 2 verses 7. It says, for the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Elohim of hosts. Verse 8, but you have departed from the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Elohim of hosts. The priesthood has posed some serious stumbling blocks, some serious hindrances, Mayachi.
Eish. Abi, Tuda. Okay, let me maybe start it this way. When you look at the book of Jeremiah, I think it's Jeremiah number 5, Abba says to Jeremiah, I know you before you were in your mother's womb, then I have ordained you a prophet. Mm. So, which means one is called. Mm. Now, you have an individual like King Saul, who is made a king. And he says, look, I have been appointed. So, in him being appointed, guess what? He becomes disobedient, right? Mm. Instead of listening to the instruction, he goes astray because he gets to a point where he feels so there are times in where we enter into that space, really the priesthood or the leaders and so on, and we think that we have arrived. And this thing is about me. And it becomes where we get to lose it. Because now, we're no longer going according to the word. The words that Abba spoke are words that are clear. And also, we need to know and to understand that deliverance is in his name. Mm. Because even the letters that forms his name, they are speaking of his deeds, his manifested power. When we say yeah, we are speaking of the manifested power, the arm, you know, the blessing, the possessor, the ownership, you know. And we see the ha in the name yeah has got also the breath, the light. You know, so all of those are encompassed in him to say, look at who he is, and if we can start to understand and to give him the praise. And even the words that he spoke,
are the words that are of light. So, and this word is like a mattock or like a weapon whereby it's able to even cut off where there has been, where one is tied up. You know, where one is hindered. But when we go according to this word, it will help us. But now, when pride kicks in, it is when we start to lose it, when we lose the focus, because now we're supposed to preserve knowledge. We're supposed to be messengers that would be sharing the instruction of the word that was spoken by Abba. But now we tend to do and to violate what has been spoken, and we do our own things. And in doing our own things, that is when we invite the hindrance, because we become disobedient. So we do stumble, we do fall. And in that, which means, and in this walk, for us to grow, we need to continually have him all the time. So I'm saying, what he teaches me is that when I look at the soil, I have to come, I plant a seed, and then from there it grows, like, you know, the tree grows and eventually gets to a point where it gives or bears fruit. Now, that is what the earth is. But now, I'm also a component, or can be likened to be the earth, to say, in me being the soil, there is the spirit, the rawah that is inside me. For me to be able to grow, I need to nurture it. And how do I nurture it? I nurture it by now walking in seeking him, by reading the word, by investing time on things that will grow me into knowing him positively, instead of also listening. Most of the time we spend on, you know, that of movies and so on, and our insight, our being gets to be corrupted too much because of these things that we've brought them in inside us, and they sit as our subconscious memory. Because even when something happens, we are able to relate based on the movie that we have seen, instead of remembering the word. But we are able to first maybe even remember the movie to say, hey, can I go movie? So what if the situation happens? But if we can trust in the word, if we can know that he is his word, and his word never turns back void, no matter what, it will go and do what it has been sent to do. And it is in that understanding to say, in failing, that is when we are inviting that those hindrances in our life. And the key is obedience. The key is the word, you know, walking with him, inviting him, you know, growing. And in growing, it's more about the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mayahi. Send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. It's the direct number here in the studio. You can also send us a WhatsApp. That's 082-657-2729. Let's see what you say. Philip Masango, Pastor Masango says, good evening, Brother Ray. Spiritual stumbling block key. For example, kumele sibophe izinkalo zengqondo yethu. Sizalwe isibeletho somoya. Esingu Kristu. So that imvelo yenyama enesiko eliphambene noNkulunkulu ingasabi namandla okusibusa. Pastor Masango, thank you so much there. We really appreciate. Okay, Kosi. I'm going to read this, Kosi. I don't know why you've sent this, but I'm going to read it. It says, let's look at Sharpeville every year. they know it on TV, will that help that black and white come closer to each other? If the blacks know the history of the Anglo War and what happened with the women and children of the Afrikaner, they will know that 30,000 women and children died in concentration camps and Afrikaners suffered after the war. Also discrimination till 1948. So what do I try to say? We can do nothing about the past. What counts is today. Not that the past or future today we have to take hands and more together and move forward. He says what? Okay. We can do nothing about the past. What counts is today, not the past or the future. Today we have to take hands and move together forward. May Jesus help us. God bless. Kwes in Pretoria. Kwes, let me respond to you very kindly. Let me respond to you very, very, very kindly. In order to avoid the mistakes that might happen in the present and in the future, you need to learn about the past. You know, we need to learn about the past. And even in the word, the warnings are, and I don't want to make this a race issue. That's why I said what I'm talking about, spiritual hindrances, they should not be about racism, because racism is not even scientific. But the past is something you should know so that you see the mistakes of the past and make sure that they don't happen today. You and I are called into the ministry of reconciliation. If it is reconciliation, then what are we reconciling? We have to look into the history and see as to what is it that has made us enemies of the Most High. And that history is contained in His Word, the Holy Scriptures. All right. Israel G. D. says, Khotso ya Jesu Kriste ebele rona bohle. I am blessed. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. It says, I am blessed. I really appreciate. Okay. And let me look into what Godfrey said. Godfrey, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, good evening, Pastor Ray, my friend, and the guests. As early as possible, this topic touched me because I've been thinking about it this morning. What I found is a spiritual hindrance. What is breaking our nation apart and the world? And especially South Africa, Azania, le eka nkulunkulu ayikhethile ukuthi abantwana bakhe babalekele khona until they return to their own land when the time is right. Is the language English? Remember in the Tower of Babel before, they were speaking in one language. And then because of one language, they started agreeing in everything, even the plan of what they wanted to build to make a name for themselves and build a tower. They did build it, but the Most High confounded their language into fragments and gave them different languages. Today, English is doing exactly, it has managed somehow to rejoin, to reactivate what the Most High prevented in the Tower of Babel. Americans who speak the same language, UK, everywhere, even South Africa, same language. So when we start speaking one language, one voice, if the initiator, the master, the oppressor is corrupt, he's going to corrupt all of us because we're going to follow him. He can use the media because he controls it as the confusion, as he has confounded and destroyed our culture and our people, our morals, through the TV, music, videos, and all the likes. You know how this is all in English. And another thing I picked up is that Africans, black people, normally you go to the so-called homelands, KwaZulu, Natal, deep, or Northwest, I've been there, Kopelas, and deep in Transkei and all that. The people there are humble, they're calm, they are loving, they respect, they keep the Most High's laws, unaware. They respect, but then you move towards the towns, the townships, the cities where the supposedly people are smart, are well off, they speak English, they have access to this medium of the oppressor. And then they speak the language, they take their kids, they don't speak now their home languages, ethnic languages. Then they turn, they adopt the vestiges of the oppressor, which are embedded in that language. They become worse than the oppressor. Abantu abamnyama, they are good. You'll feel sorry when they are down there at the bottom, poor, not educated and whatnot. They become normal. They are respecting the us. But once they get English, they turn. And then even they start looking down on the others. They become now the master. So for me, it deterrent what create our country to be bad. It's because of that underlying thing, the English language. The language itself, it's got spells in it. You know, when you speak the language of the oppressor and use it, you become that oppressor. Imagine if the devil had a language and you master it. Can you believe anything that you speak is going to be evil, because the creator of it, the one who speaks it, is evil. So for me, it's the language, English, which is destroying our people. And then they think they are better than others. And then there are more people who speak English than anybody else. And in those countries where they have the oppressor's language, people, those who master it, who reach that level, they become bad. They learn the habits, the bad habits of the oppressor, and they impose those and apply them on their own people and themselves and their families. So yeah, that is why English is called, there's what is called spelling. It's from the word spells. The English language is confusing. It's got synonyms, antonyms. They say good morning, yet the word morning also means when somebody's died, you mourn. The word lived, when you read in reverse, it says devil. So the language in itself, it's interwoven, it's mixed and confusing. So which creates these curses to those who speak it. That is why every time we speak it, we're degrading. We're saying somebody is blessed, but if you read it slowly, it's called blessing, bless. So there's a lot that we're starting to learn about this language. And that's the only thing we have gained in this country. The president, they speak English, look at them. The opposition parties, they speak the English language. Is there a difference to the oppressor and the DA in the Freedom Front? Look, all of them, when they start speaking English, we turn bad. Thank you.
Okay, I'm trying to understand what you're saying, man. Believe you me, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to put it in context. And I'm looking at the issue and the notion of spiritual hindrances to spiritual progress. You can send us WhatsApps 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about spiritual hindrance. When we look at ourselves, we look at the nation, we look at everything, and look at ourselves as one nation. You know, don't tell me about those and those. Don't tell me about colors and race. Let's look at ourselves as the nation of the Most High. What are the things that are hindering us? And why are we afraid of talking about them? I want to know.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolesibili ukuya kulesihlanu ngo8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. And we're talking hindrances to our spiritual progress. We're touching on that. I'm talking to Barukia and also Professor Buyisondezi, we are touching on this issue. And please forgive me if I don't sound quite well there. There's something in my mouth that is really giving me problems. Now, when you look into Zechariah, Mayaki, I gave you the time, didn't I? Are you still there? Or you gone?
No, keeping my activity professional.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I remember I gave you the time. Now, I want to come to the aspect also of stumbling blocks. And I was looking at, I want to look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. It says, "But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of the Elohim, but the things of men.'" The things of men that we become mindful of can become hindrances to our spiritual progress, Professor.
That's quite correct, brother. When we focus more on the things of men, we automatically move from the things of the Lord. Let me reread your scripture. It's Matthew 16:23. It says, I was looking at another scripture, but I'm going to go to that one. So let me go back to this one.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, really. Mm. And I like the way it's going, but I want to start here and I thought I can move on.
Mm.
It says, "But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God.'" That's because Peter was looking at things from the physical perspective, not being aware of what the Spirit was doing at the time and what the Father was doing at the time.
Mm.
So in other words, if we are not paying attention to what God is doing and we are not moving with God, we will easily be hindering the move of the Father, and we will be looking at the things that people are doing. And I was even thinking about these things that when God talks to us, sometimes we tend to go and verify with men if it is God who was talking, because we have not learned to be connected to the Father. And I believe at this point in time, Peter was suffering from that he was disconnected to a point that he had to be used by the enemy, and hence Yahusha had to rebuke him very harshly the way he rebuked him. But I also want to touch base on a major hindrance that we have these days, which is our busy schedules. We are so much occupied that we even don't have time for the Father. And earlier on, you quoted Malachi 2:7. I want to link these two as I start discussing this, that our busy schedule will eventually make us not to be the priests who keep the knowledge of the Father. Because Malachi 2 says, "For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts." Mm. But the question of our busy schedules that we are exposed to, and we pay attention to them without thinking twice or without even putting the program of the Father in our program, it will eventually make the so-called priest to be void of the word of the Lord in their mouths. And hence, at the end of the day, we'll have increased false prophets, we'll have increased false doctrines, because people are no longer hearing from the Father. And some of them are not, it's not that they are serving other gods, but but the reason is that they have paid attention to the stumbling blocks. They have spent their time on other things other than in God. And by the time they have to speak, they are no longer speaking for him, but they speak for themselves. They are the priests who have false word, or they have the priests who don't have the word of the Father, because we are so busy. You wake up in the morning, maybe 5 o'clock, you do what you do, then you go to work, you come back 8 o'clock, you are exhausted, you don't have time for the word, you don't have time for prayer, you don't have time for fellowship with your family, you don't have time for worship. And that slowly depletes a believer, slowly takes away the spiritual life of a believer. And we are not aware that these are the things that we must be careful of. We are thinking of hindrances as maybe smoking, or we're thinking of lust, we're thinking of pride and all of it. Yes, those are also there, but these small ones that continue to affect us are doing a greater damage, because we end up not speaking and represent God truly and fully. And I remember there is a scripture, Luke 24, verse 49, where the Messiah said they need to tarry in Jerusalem up until the promise of the Father is upon them. Let me read that, and then I can speak more on that. So I'll read from the King James Version. It says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And the question that I'm asking myself, how many of us have time to tarry? How many of us can sit for God and wait for him to speak? Because the minute we sit down saying we want to spend time with the Father, our busy shadows begin to speak more than God, the Holy Spirit, and we stand up and forget about fellowshipping and forget about being one with the Father. But here he says the promise of the Father will come when we tarry in Jerusalem. When we tarry, that's when we will be endued with power. When we tarry, that's when we will be trusted with the word of the Father. But because we are so much consumed by the program, these are the hindrances of our spiritual growth. We don't grow in God. We don't know the Father we serve. At the end of the day, we don't speak for him. We speak for ourselves. No wonder there's so much negativity. There's so much unbelief. There's so much messages that are false, simply because they're coming from people who are not hearing from God. And the reason of that, they don't have time to spend with the Father because of all of these busy schedules. We are no longer tarrying with the Lord. And in Isaiah 40, let me quickly read Isaiah 40, 31, that talks about they wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So Isaiah 40, 31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." How many have time to wait on the Lord? These days, we are living in the rush hour. There is no more time to wait for the Lord. When God is delaying, and for whatever reason, to respond, we immediately take a decision. We immediately do what we want to do. And at the end of the day, we walk alone. We call ourselves the children of God, the believers, but we are not walking with him because we are not waiting for him. We are not waiting on him as well. At the end of the day, we do our own things. When we start doing our own things, we are not revealing him. Our messages begin to change. We become the priests who are not knowledgeable. And if we are not knowledgeable with the things of God, we become knowledgeable with the things of the world. And when we begin to do that again, we become enemies of the word of the Father. And that's what I believe these days, the hindrance that we must look or watch against is these busy schedules that we have. We don't have time. We can't wait for God. We can't wait on God. We can't spend time with the Father that you may hear what he is saying to us so that you can deliver the right messages.
Let's listen to Bongani. Remember, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I'm talking to Professor Buyisondezi and also to Barukya in Cape Town. All right. Godfrey says, "What I meant is that audio, in that audio, is that the English is a big hindrance to our spiritual progress because its usage and origins and intentions." Okay, I hear you. No. That one I got. I got that one. All right, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear Bongani. Bongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Professor Mbezi and Pastor Kabamba. The topic for today, hindrance to spiritual progress. Obstacles in our lives that hamper spiritual growth are personal comfort, failure to self-evaluate, inability to die, and dangerous contentment, not enough nutrients. We can also now read on Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more, in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It comes from God, but is facilitated by us, cooperating with the Holy Spirit. The other things which hinder us from spiritual growth is lack of prayer. As we read in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We also lack of Bible study causes the hindrance of spiritual growth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We can also read the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. We are to keep the word of God in our heart. We are to study the word. And also the other hindrances, lack of fellowship with other believers. You can read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. And also the other hindrances are listening to false doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Also, living in sin hinders the spiritual growth. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2, but I will read verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Conformity to culture seems to be a norm in churches and among Christians these days. Cultural relevance in many instances compromises the gospel. John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Jesus avoids a confrontation with the leaders who wanted to bring him down. A critical of what God was doing in and through his ministry. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And let's listen also to Godfrey just after this. Let's do a bit of this.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
All right, the time has just gone 20 minutes to the hour 8, and I see quite a lot of WhatsApps are coming through. Philip Masango says, Pastor Ray, lots of spiritual stumblings. It's between two persons, like the flesh person who is against the spirit person, who is the nature of God, nature of flesh. Man does not please God, but obtain birthrights of spirit. Man pleases God Almighty. That is Philip Masango there writing to me. And us, of course, of course, of course. And let me see, man. If I haven't jumped anything, let me see if I haven't jumped anything. Yes, Godfrey.
Another hindrance to us is uncleanness. Obumdaga, dirtiness. The Most High hates uncleanness. From Genesis chapter 7, when he asked Noah to bring in animals into the ark, he brought more clean animals and less percentage of the unclean. Uncleanness was there from the from Genesis. And then he brought his laws and commandments, he gave them to the Israelites because they were dirty in sin. Sin makes you dirty, makes you unclean. The food also makes you unclean. So the Most High gave them the laws, a soap to wash off, the water to wash off and soap to wash off the uncleanness. He says also in the New Testament, if we are clean, I will come to you. So people don't want to wash with the soap. I don't know why. So that's what hinders us from moving forward, because we keep just like the pigs. We get cleaned. The next moment, you go back to the mud. Can you imagine if you're coming home and your pet dog or thing was playing in the mud, wants to jump on you? Normally, you hug it. You won't, because it's unclean. Even a child, when he's unclean, adorable, but you still want to wipe off dirt on his body or hands before they touch and spoil your clean suit. And then the Most High noticed, good to know, we are struggling with the laws also. He brought in Uyashua again. Manje uleta bleach, the strongest one, which to wash off your uncleanness. We still don't want to accept him. That is what hinders us. Remember, even the priests, they were not allowed to enter the temple when they were dirty. I know one priest was struck dead by the Most High for entering there with some strange fire, unclean, or also coming in with a dirty apron. That is why they used to be tied with a rope on the waist, so that when they fall or die in there, they can be pulled out, because no one can go there unclean. They had to purify themselves a week or so before they go in, their thoughts, their mind, their clothes. Unkulunkulu akathandi into engcolile. Uyazithanda uyinono lahlala khona clean. That hinders us. Even the houses zethu, they hinder us. If our verses each, you don't make your bed, you don't mop the house, you don't clean, you don't open the windows, it's unwelcoming. Nobody wants to come into a trash, into a place like that. So cleanness attracts unkulunkulu, and then it will move us forward. Even a strata and somebody who's dirty, if he comes to you, you want to get rid of him as quickly as possible. If you got a small change. But if you're clean, he's welcoming, you can talk to him and decide, hey, I can hire you, who's going to the garden and whatnot. The main hindrance is uncleanness.
I hear you. The main hindrance is uncleanness. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Memorin.
Greetings to you, Brother Ray.
Amen.
Greetings to all the people that you are with, a studio.
The professor.
Greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
And my Achi.
Before I can bring the word, here is the song that I am bringing. Liculela kanje, iculela khona. Lithi, siqonda ekhaya nithini na. Masinga tiye ginga lutola Nasiko lwa lapa sobona le Sohlala no Jesu guguhlele Ikoras ye baba dithi sombonga he lethuma izulu lingeleze nke uJesu fane lubukhosi nje ehe watu yiswa phezulu he Bodade nabafo kunjani na Umani katwa za ubani la Koni mitwalo yobalula nje Nobamba kalula indle Bathi yebo bagithi yebo bagithi sombonga he lo tuma izul lingenezenke uJesu fane lubukhosi nje ehe Swaphezulule Pegani kuJesu ongumholike Nophiwa amandla nguyena He uJesu unathi ngomo yala Kepa Kengalesi zombo Bati yebo bagithi yebo bagithi sombonga he Lethuma izulu lingenezenke uJesu fane lubukhosi nje Ehe watu nyiswa phezulu le That is why we say bodade nabafo sithi bazalwane Uma ngithi brother Ray
Yebo ma
Wena uthi sister Maureen kimi Ngani ngoba Sikonda ekhaya ezulwini simthathile uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wempilo zethu. Here is the word that I am bringing. The second apostle of John. This book was written to John by Apostle Paul. It's John, 2 John chapter 2. Ifundeka kanje to the elect lady and the children whom I love in truth and not only I but also those who have known the truth because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, peace will be with you from God the Father from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Verse 4, I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we receive commandments from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have heard from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandment. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku first verse 7. John 7. For many deceivers have gone out in the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. So, ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu ngalo mhlabeleli nalengalencwadi engilethayo in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, ma'am. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for the time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. The time has just gone 5 minutes to the hour. Let's conclude, man. Thokoza says, we are listening, Pastor, and we are blessed. Thokoza Nwiliso in Loli. Loli. Do you know Loli? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. People as far as that are listening to us. We really appreciate. We really, really appreciate. All right. Now, when it comes to the issue of stumbling blocks, we really need to be careful. The word is telling us to remove these obstacles. To remove these obstacles. We must remove them. I read Isaiah 57, verse 14, and one shall say, heap it up, heap it up. Prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. We know about that. We have a task to point out that stumbling blocks and let them be removed. Let them go. Okay. Now, in John, 1 John chapter 2, verses 10, let me start with you as you conclude, Professor. Let me give you 2.5 minutes because time is gone. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling block in him. We must abide in the light. Professor?
That is true. Without light, there is no way that we will know the way. So it is about us being attached more unto him. This is the same verse that we find again in John 15, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So he is this light that we need so that we can get rid of these stumbling blocks, which include pride, which include jealousy, lack of self-control, all of the lust of the eye, the flesh, and the pride of life. So we cannot deal with these things successfully if we are not going to be in him. Let us be attached to him so that we can bear fruit that is worthy of his glory and the light that he is. So at the end of the day, we need to be totally connected to the Father. We need to be totally embedded in him, rooted in him, for us to be able to deal with this. Nobody can fight all of these battles of the flesh, because the flesh will always speak against us. But if we want to win this battle, we need to be in Him, abide in Him, and abide in the light, who is our Master, Yahushua HaMashiach.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And Mayachi, finally, the word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, but beware lest somehow this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block for those who are weak. We also should not be stumbling blocks. Mayachi, finally.
Indeed, Mahathir, we also ought not to be stumbling blocks. And one other thing that can be able to assist us when we also look at Psalm 119, it says, remove from me the ways of falsehood and favor me with your Torah. So we can see the importance of having the Torah around us, that it removes us from falsehood. And that falsehood is part of what is one of the stumbling blocks. Again, Psalm 119, number 50 says, from 39 says, remember the word to your servant on which you have caused me to wait. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me light. So we see, as again, once again, the importance of this word, because it gives us light. So death or this affliction is also part of what we can say is synonymous to a stumbling block. 92 of Psalm 119 says, if your Torah had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Let me not forget your orders, for by them you have given me life. Once again, we see the importance of being in Him, walking by His word, because then every stumbling block that is upon us is being eradicated. 163 of 119 says, I have hated falsehood and I loathed it. Your Torah I love. It keeps on speaking the importance of the word, the importance of being one with Him, of seeking Him with our all, because through the word we are able to conquer. It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So, which means we can no longer stumble, because we can see where we are going, for the word becomes that light, and we can be able to enter or get to our destination safely. Ahi, shalom to you and to your household. May it be well to the Rabbah and to all the listeners, to Professor Bui as well, and your fellows. Halala.
Halala. Shalom and blessings also to your family, man, to the little boy. May he grow in the grace. May he grow in the grace. And Professor Bui, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Pass my regards to the ladies,
so much,
and to the girl, and to the boy.
I will do that. Thank you so much. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Father Baruch as well, and the family, and all the listeners. Blessings to everyone in the glorious name of our King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, next week, we are speaking about spiritual radiance. What do we radiate? Each and every one of us finds ourselves at some space and time, and there is something that we reflect. And what kind of spiritual reflections would we say we are beaming into the world? And what do they see when they look at us today? And I trust that as we do so, the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. It's been great. And, of course, have a great time. Have a great night in Cape Town, Mayachi. And Professor Buisande is in Joburg. Have a great time there. And as for you and me, let us continue to talk even tomorrow, same time. And may the Father bless you abundantly. We give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and by His Holy Spirit, His Ruach HaKodesh, He continues to guide us into all truth. And we know Him, and we know that He is our salvation through Yahushua HaMashiach. We know that, and we appreciate that. Continue to pray for each other. Let's pray for the will of the Father. Let's pray for the spirit of reconciliation. Tuda Raba.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.